The upcoming lame duck session of Congress could yield key tweaks to federal health care law. Northwest Regional Director of Congressional Public Affairs for the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, Renee Sinclair, told local Fairbanks Chamber members yesterday that Congress will likely deal with the continuing decline in Medicare reimbursement for doctors.
Reimbursement rates will be cut again December 1st by 23%. If Congress doesn't deal with this issue in the lame duck session. So this is an issue that they are expected to deal with fairly quickly.
The difference between cost of service and Medicare reimbursement limits doctors' willingness to see Medicare patients nationwide, including in Alaska. Sinclair also warned local business owners of a provision in the Health Care Reform Act passed last spring that's aimed at bringing in more tax revenue.
That would require businesses to file a 1099 for every transaction of $600 or more per year that they engage in business-to-business activity.
Sinclair said the government is trying to tax an estimated $17 billion in unreported business-to-business transactions, but described the provision as a monumental paperwork burden for businesses and the Internal Revenue Service. Sinclair says there's some energy to get the provision repealed during the lame duck session. Sinclair also highlighted a number of other things Congress would consider during the session, including immigration law, campaign finance disclosure, and defense spending. She said climate change legislation will likely be delayed until the new Congress convenes next year, and that the newly elected Republican majority U.S. House will pose a big challenge to the president's agenda.
I think they will fight efforts to regulate greenhouse gases under the Clean Air Act, and certainly Senator Murkowski last year did yeoman's work in trying to get the Senate to stop what the Environmental Protection Agency was attempting to do.
Sinclair said the Environmental Protection Agency proposal would regulate greenhouse gas emissions of large office buildings and homes and family farms under the Clean Air Act.